I am Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center's softball sectional semifinal with Prairie du Chien was postponed yesterday and moved to today. The Hornets and Blackhawks meet at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Prairie Bluff Middle School. Coach Jamie Gander talked yesterday to me about getting through a busy weekend.
Friday, we were all a little wore out, like I said, but we got some swings in. We went out and just did what we could do. We got them out, got them through graduation on Sunday, and like I said, had a decent practice last night, and hopefully we can get on the bus here tonight and get down there and be ready to play.
I asked Jamie why Prairie du Chien is a tough team.
Well, they got good pitching. They hit well. You know, they're bottom five. Their top five hit very well. The bottom of their lineup still can put a ball in play at any given time. I believe they had six all-conference players, and they're averaging anywhere from, you know, the low 300s up to a little over 400. So, very good hitting team, athletic in the field. They can, and Claire Kennedy's probably one of the better pitchers in Southwest Wisconsin that we've seen this year.
The Hornets lost 2-1 and 10-0 this year to Prairie du Chien.
Yeah, you know, early we were losing those close games. We were trying to figure out who we were as a team at that point. And, I think we've talked about it before. We've kind of learned how to win those games now. You know, as of late, we've been winning by one or winning by two. Early in the season, we were losing by one or two. Our worst loss of the year came at the hands of Prairie du Chien, hands down. I mean, it was a 10-0 win in five innings, and you don't want to make excuses because they did their job. I mean, hats off to them that night, but we weren't feeling well. We had some bug going through our team, and you don't want to make excuses, but that just wasn't a good show of who we are.
Richland Center, Prairie du Chien can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the pregame around 4:45. In the other part of the bracket, Marshall plays Poinette at Poinette for the right to play in the sectional final later this week. Also in girls softball, Division 4 action yesterday, they did get the game in. Mineral Point was a winner over Cuba City, 7-1. Second-seeded Pointers await their opponent, either Waterloo or Random Lake. They will play later today. And in Division 5, Ithaca still does not know who it will play on Thursday in the sectional final. Columbus Catholic and Blair Taylor were postponed yesterday. They will play at Columbus Catholic today, starting at 5 o'clock. Turning to baseball, some games that were played, some that weren't yesterday, and a look at the schedule. The Highland Cardinals are awaiting their opponent, either North Crawford or River Ridge. Those two teams play today, and then they'll face Highland coming up later this week. Last night, a huge win for Boscobel, 1-0 over number one seed in the half sectional, Seneca. Boscobel, an eighth seed, continues on in the tournament. They'll face number five seed DeSoto after their win earlier this week against Weston. And action coming up today in Division 3. Games include Lancaster at Fenimore, getting underway at 5 o'clock. Mineral Point and New Glarus play at New Glarus. Cuba City will entertain Prairie du Chien at Cuba City, starting at 3:30. And Dodgeville, with a win earlier this week, awaits its opponent, either Cuba City or Prairie du Chien, in the next round. And in Division 2, Reedsburg will be hosting Portage today. Also, Sauk Prairie at Wisconsin Dells, Lodi at McFarland, and Mount Horeb plays in DeForest against Edgewood. The WIAA postseason for soccer starts tomorrow. Richland Center, a fifth seed, plays at number four seed Mauston. River Valley has a first round bye. Also, Wisconsinites Barneville will take on Winnebago Lutheran. In Division 3, coming up Thursday, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca will face Mount Horeb, and Edgerton plays at Platteville Lancaster. Dodgeville Mineral Point plays at Delavan Darien. Division 2 action, a play-in game yesterday. Holman was a winner, 3-0 over Toma. Baraboo will face Reedsburg coming up as well in D2 soccer. And the state track and field meet is this weekend. Best of luck to those Hornet state participants, including Madeline Huber in the shot put and the boys 4x2 relay team, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Button. Wesley Hatfield preparing, representing River Valley in the 100 and 200, and Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee will be running the 1600 and the 3200 as well at the state track and field meet. It gets underway in La Crosse on Friday afternoon. The Brewers weren't able to protect a two-run lead, falling to Cincinnati Tuesday night by a 4-2 score that ended Milwaukee's eight-game winning streak. Sal Frelick had a home run, and Christian Yelich extended his hitting streak to 10 games in a row by singling twice. TJ Friedl saved the game for the Reds by making a leaping catch on Jake Bauer's long fly in the ninth. The teams wrap up the series this afternoon. The Brewers haven't officially named a starter at this point. Manager Pat Murphy talked about Bauer's pinch hit near home run.
Great pinch hit by Bauers. Yeah, that's why he's on the club. You know, he's got a knack for it. He's got some experience. Yeah, that was great. Great at bat and great catch by Friedl. Great catch.
Elsewhere in the National League, the Cubs over Washington 8-3, Colorado 3-2 over Miami. It was Arizona 8, Atlanta 3, San Diego 3-2 over San Francisco, and the Dodgers beat the Mets 6-5. In the American League, the Yankees 3-2 over Cleveland, Tampa Bay beat Texas 5-1, the Angels 4, Boston 3, White Sox 8, Detroit 1, Baltimore 5-1 over Seattle, Minnesota beat the Athletics 10-3. Interleague play, Houston 3, Pittsburgh 0, Philadelphia 8-3 over Toronto, Kansas City 10, and St. Louis 7. Packers defensive tackle Kenny Clark confirms he has had off-season surgery after playing the entire 24 season with an injured toe. He was hurt playing in the season opener in Brazil. Clark was limited to just one sack in 17 games after averaging almost five sacks in his first six seasons. He revealed the injury when he joined his teammates for organized team activities last week. Matt LaFleur talked about number one pick Matthew Golden and his progress.
I just like his approach, how he comes to work every day. You know, he gives great effort. His attitude's been outstanding. And obviously he's a talented young player. So still got a lot to learn, but I think he's showing improvement every day.
While Kyle Kuzma and Giannis Antetokounmpo are on the court at the same time, the Bucks have two players who aren't three-point threats. The website behind thebuckpass.com suggests that Kuzma should come off the bench next season. He would take the role of providing instant offense when Giannis takes a breather. That would end some spacing issues for the offense. He would also be playing against the opponent's second-teamers. Speaking of basketball, no thanks to all the success the Knicks have had. New York Knicks have fired coach Tom Thibodeau just days after their first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. The Knicks were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers with a loss in Game 6 Saturday night. They then decided to move on from Thibodeau, who led them to the postseason in four of his last five seasons in New York. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.